North London was the venue as two of this season's surprise packages went head-to-head in the first leg of their last four tie. And it was the visitors from Amsterdam who had an away day to remember yet again in this season's competition.
Into Van der Bay, glorious chance, 1-0 Ajax.
So the four-time winners take a one-goal lead into the second leg at the Johan Cruyff Arena. We'll have all the best analysis and reaction to come from the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Plus, we'll look ahead to Wednesday's semi-final first leg, a cracker between Barcelona and Liverpool, and we'll hear from the Reds manager Jurgen Klopp. So stay with us right here on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. Welcome to the show with myself, Chris Parrott. I'm joined by the European football expert, Kevin Hatchard. Ajax did the job on the road yet again, 1-0 lead against Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, and they played very well in parts of the game. There was a spell in the first half, which included their goal, in which they forced Tottenham into a reshuffle, forced them to switch from a back three to a back four. The goal was classic Donny van der Beek. He's so good at timing those runs into the penalty area, at finding those pockets of space. He found a space in between Rose and Vertonghen, and by the time they'd realised where he was, it was far, far too late. But then he still had work to do. He had, you know, for some players, too much time. They'd be thinking, oh, what do I do? Do I go just inside the post? Yeah. Do I go for power? But he knew exactly what he wanted to do. He delayed, Lloris gambled, and he was able to tuck the ball beyond him. I think we saw the other side of Ajax in the second half. The pressing, the organisation, the defending one-on-one, and they were able to restrict Tottenham to very few decent efforts on goal. So I think overall it was a slightly different Ajax, but still a very good Ajax.
Well, let's hear how they won at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Stephen Wyeth describes the action.
Neres, left-hand side, got Trippier up against him, but he cuts inside, finds Schürrle in space on the edge of the penalty area, helps it on to Ziyech, into Van der Bay, glorious chance, 1-0 Ajax. Spurs stood still, anticipating a flag that never came, and Donny van der Beek had time to compose himself, put Lloris on his backside and stick the ball in the back of the Tottenham net.
Van der Beek's dummy, and then the return to him from Tadic, and a wonderful save by Lloris, sharply off his line, otherwise that would have been 2-0.
Eriksen, edge of the penalty area, looking to turn towards goal. Lucas Moura does well. Dele Alli, strike on target, but straight at Andre Onana. Van der Beek, Mazraoui, edge of the Tottenham penalty area. He's got a couple of players in support. Dusan Tadic is one of them. David Neres on the overlap, hits the foot of the post. That is a let-off for Tottenham.
So Tottenham 0, Ajax 1 in the first leg of their semi-final tie. Stephen joins us now. We heard just then how close it was to two.
It's a great thud,
wasn't it? Great thud of the post. Ajax celebrated with their fans muted at full time.
Tottenham, an acknowledgement.
Yeah.
An acknowledgement rather than a celebration of half a job very well done. They've given themselves a glorious opportunity. The form that they have been in, that's 14 wins from the last 16 in all competitions, a 161st goal of the season. They've been ruthless at times, going for a treble of trophies almost relentlessly in recent weeks. They've won away from home against a arguably superior opponent on paper yet again, just as they did in the previous two rounds. And they will feel as though, do you know what, this is a great platform, but Tottenham will be relieved. Relieved that they are not out of this, as they could have been by half-time tonight, and that sets us up great. I mean, next week's going to be phenomenal.
It certainly is, and Tottenham will have Son back. They'd absolutely love to have Harry Kane back as well. Just to put this into some perspective, Kevin, Ajax, just the third team to win their last 16 quarter-final and semi-final away game in the same Champions League season. I mean, they're not breaking new ground, but it doesn't happen very often, and they've shown again. Maybe they've shown again how they're growing as a team as well, particularly away from home.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal achievement. It really is, because it's not just the fact that they've won those games, it's who they've been playing against when they've won them. Remember, they lost the first leg against Real Madrid. We forget that.
And that's the only game they've lost in the Champions League from the qualifying stage onwards.
And then went to the Bernabeu and took Real to the cleaners. And they've dominated this competition in recent seasons. And you looked at the situation in Turin and they were able to go and get the result that they needed there as well. So the dynamic is slightly different because they've grabbed this away goal, but they're well aware that Spurs, if they have Son back, which we expect them to have, will be more of a threat on the counter. I actually would like to back Lucas Moura and Fernando Llorente a little bit, because I actually think, given the service they got, they did their best. I don't think the quality of service was good enough. I think Christian Eriksen will look at it and feel he had a disappointing game against his former club, because there were positions he got into where a really sharp Christian Eriksen finds that through ball, finds that cross, picks the right option. We didn't quite see that enough tonight.
I'm trying to think of a really big moment that Andre Onana had really in the whole 90 minutes, given this was an away leg of a semi-final tie.
He had a good game as a goalkeeper in terms of commanding his penalty area.
Yes.
The number of times he was off his line to clear things up, which, you know, you would expect a good goalkeeper to do, but he did it without any hint of an error. And the one shot on target from Dele Alli was straight at him, and he grabbed it and held on. In fact, we're just seeing a replay of that right now. It was a volley from Dele Alli, but it was down into the ground and it bounced up chest height for Onana. So not a difficult save to make, but everything that was asked of him, he did it this evening, and that was, you know, defensively, Ajax was sensational, weren't they? I mean, yeah, there was some disappointment about Tottenham going forward, but partly because of how good Ajax were defensively.
We mentioned Christian Eriksen a little while ago. Let's hear from him now. Pretty disappointed at the full-time whistle.
I think we didn't play our best at all. I think we were better second half indefinitely, but I think first 20 minutes of the game, I think we're just ball watchers. And against a team that likes possession, it's a no-go. So, I think we need to change it up a lot for the next game. I think we made them look a lot better than they. Of course, it's a good side, but I think we helped them on the way to give them the feeling that they can control the things, which was our fault. And second half was different, but we played more direct and we're going to hurt them a bit more. But we needed the last touch.
Pretty honest assessment there from Christian Eriksen, one of four former Ajax players who started the game. Jan Vertonghen went off injured with a very nasty blow to the nose. He tried to come back on very quickly, then realised that he couldn't carry on. The second leg is only 8 days. Who knows about his availability? But he used that word direct there. Do you think that might be the way that Spurs go? Even though Son's going to be fit, do you think they might try that in the second leg? They seem to get more joy.
I think they may do. It will depend on the personnel. What we certainly saw against Manchester City, for example, in the away leg, was when Son was paired with Lucas Moura, they caused all manner of problems on the counter-attack. And, you know, they may go for that. They may look to use pace to try and discomfort Daley Blind and Matthijs de Ligt. I have to say, Daley Blind, I thought, struggled at times in the first half. Thought he was terrific in the second half. Really stepped up. Thought Veltman on the cover was particularly good at right back, especially in the air. There were a couple of times where the ball was played in and he rose highest. And even though he didn't win the ball in the air, he did enough to put off the man that was coming in. And so it didn't turn into a decent chance. So be interesting to see what Spurs adopt, because as much as Llorente actually did have joy in the first half with that direct style, I actually think if you pair Lucas Moura and Son in the second leg, you've got more of a chance of creating gaps in that Ajax rearguard.
Yeah, I mean, Tottenham, if anything, looked their most threatening at the end of the first half when they were getting Ajax back to goal, edge of their own penalty area, and Trippier was delivering some pretty intense set pieces in that direction. With the ball at their feet, they were better in the second half, Tottenham, but they weren't as threatening, I would suggest. So, yeah, I think Kevin's right. Personnel, it will depend massively on personnel, but they clearly, at the end of that first half, had identified how they thought they could get at Ajax, whether they will be able to do so in the second leg, because that will be something that Ajax will be prepared for. The other thing is, Tottenham have got, you know, both these teams have got huge games at the weekend. Yes. I actually got a cup final, for crying out loud. And Tottenham have got a game they simply have to win at Bournemouth to make sure that they are still in the equation for a top four finish, because that's important for them, especially as they are behind in this game. They cannot rely on winning the Champions League to book their place in the Champions League for next season.
One thing that should worry Spurs a little is that Dusan Tadic, who's been terrific in this Champions League run, had quite a quiet game in one of the very few instances where he did get the ball in the penalty area. He created the chance for Neres, who hit the post. I don't think he'll have that quieter game next week, and so that's going to be a big problem, because I think if he manages to get some more space and more opportunities to do damage, he will do that damage.
It's going to be very interesting to see how Tottenham go about now having to chase down from behind, because if you open up against Ajax, they are terrifying. Also, from an Ajax point of view, in this incredible knockout run, they have been behind when they went. Well, it's the first time that they're at home in the second leg, and they have the lead. Now, we were talking before kickoff, because of the Spurs injuries, that it's maybe 50-50. It's definitely going to be the first time that they are a favourite now, and they're on the cusp of a final. Did they perform, particularly in the second half, to suggest that they'll be absolutely fine with that pressure next week?
I think there were a couple of moments where they looked a little nervous. Talifico had a wild swing at a loose ball in the penalty area and he completely missed it. There was also a mental slip where Juan Foyt, who actually looked really good when he came on at right back, the ball was loose and it was spinning on the right hand side, and they just gave it up as if they were sure it was going to go out. And the spinner, and it meant that it stayed in play and he got a decent ball into the box. So there were a few moments when they're a bit nervous. The one thing I would say is that they will only play one way. This is the way they play. Yes, they had to defend in the second half, but it was never a conscious, right, what we have, we hold. It's not what they do. You know, they will look to impose themselves on the game once again. It's how Spurs make the most of the chances that affords them, because they will flood forward and they will give Spurs chances. Have to make the most of them.
And remember, we saw with Tottenham in the previous round against Manchester City, yes, they took a 1-0 lead into that game, but we saw how capable they were playing away from home of taking the game to their opponent. Yes, they ended up losing 4-3 and going through on away goals, but there's nothing to say that the next week or so won't play on the mind of Ajax that they could have put this tie beyond depleted Tottenham, and instead it's all to play for, and they will be anxious. The Johan Cruyff Arena will be anxious about an early Tottenham goal.
And let's not forget, these are two clubs, these are two sets of players that have shown incredible mental strength throughout this. I mean, for Ajax to do what they've done away from home shows how focused they are. For Spurs to even be here shows what they've done, because they were sliding out of the competition. Make no mistake about that.
Yep.
And so their turnaround began halfway through the group phase. So these guys have been presented with these difficult challenges before and they've beaten them. And that makes the second leg even more fascinating.
From Mauricio Pochettino's point of view, they haven't signed anyone for the last couple of transfer windows. And then if you look, and I know they've got a lot of injuries, but if I look at the depth of some of their Premier League rivals, Manchester City in particular, Liverpool, his only option after Moussa Sissoko came off the bench was to bring on two fullbacks, really, which in the semi-final of Champions League is not what he would have wanted to do. Do you think this may be just at a vital moment because of the injuries are slightly caught up on Spurs?
That will be the concern. It'll be something that I'm sure that they had prepared themselves for. They had to be realistic when they went through two transfer windows and didn't sign any players and decided to go with quality over quantity, that there might be a time in the season where they would be stretched. And unfortunately, the time in the season when you usually get stretched, even with reserves of players, is the latter stages, when you're challenging for on multiple fronts, as both of these clubs are. And Tottenham, we were talking before we came on air tonight, that really bad result for Tottenham at the weekend to lose at home to West Ham, because it has meant that they've got to go all guns blazing away from home at Bournemouth this weekend. They're not able to rest players. They're not really, well, maybe they will roll the dice and say, do you know what, this is just too important. You know, not winning trophies is a stick that's been used to beat with Maurizio Pochettino and Tottenham as a club on many occasions over the last couple of seasons. Well, this is the prop. This is the big dog trophy. If you can get your hands on this one, that answers an awful lot of questions.
I think as well, what we've got to remind ourselves about is that Spurs are ahead of the curve. They're ahead of schedule. Oh, yeah, yeah. Nobody thought, really, they would get this far in the competition. If they'd gone out to Manchester City bravely, if there hadn't been an offside, it was offside, of course, but if it hadn't been an offside and they'd gone out, yes, that would have been a bitter blow against Manchester City. But they would have kind of gone, well, do you know what? We've learnt things. We've got this far. We've taken a step forward. Now we build on that. This is uncharted territory for them. They didn't expect to get this far. And so this is a project that is growing. I think Steve's absolutely right. They went for quality over quantity. My personal feeling is that's the way to go. I think they've actually made the right decisions by locking down guys like Dele Alli, like Harry Kane. That's the way to go, rather than just bringing guys for the sake of it. Because I think that's the way modern football's gone to an extent. I think they've actually done a good thing by going doing something somewhat different. But problem with that is when that quality is not there because of injury, and that's bad luck in the end, then it catches up with you. They still had some really good players out on the field tonight, just didn't fire in the way they would have wished. They're still in this though.
Absolutely, and this has been a season of Champions League comebacks, particularly in the knockout stages. Tottenham absolutely not out of it yet. Let's hear from Ajax's hero though, the goal scorer, Donny van de Beek.
I think it was an important moment for us, and I think for the first 30 minutes, we play really good. And after that, Tottenham changed something tactical, and we have problems with that. And but I think 1-0, it's okay. And next week, we have to go to finish it home.
Donny van de Beek, who scored away at Juventus, and he's done the same away at Tottenham. Advantage Ajax then. The second leg, though, is going to be fascinating in Amsterdam. Coming up, we're going to preview Wednesday's huge semi-final between Barcelona and Liverpool.
You've heard the action, now watch it. Log on to UEFA.com at midnight where you are to see free video highlights of this evening's UEFA Champions League matches.
Where to start, Kevin Hatchard? Barcelona against Liverpool. Probably the two favourites ahead of the semi-final, and they run into each other. First leg, in front of 90-odd thousand. It's going to be terrific, isn't it?
It's wonderful. It's what the tournament's all about. We've seen just how consistently good Liverpool have been at domestic level. We've seen Barcelona just win the title in the weekend just gone. So these are two teams pretty near the top of their game. And I really do genuinely see it as a 50-50. I think Liverpool, time and time again, domestically, are having to deal with the most unbearable pressure being applied on them by Manchester City. And they are dealing with that. They have made a massive step forward. There was a lot of talk about, well, there isn't the fire and fury that there was. They're not quite as intense in attack as they were, not quite as wild. They are so much more controlled now. They're so much more convincing now, week to week. And yet, they face a Barcelona team used to winning, and they have Lionel Messi, who right now is the best player in the world and maybe the best player there's ever been.
Well, we're not going to open up that debate because we've only got about we've only got about 6 minutes left. Barca at home, Stephen, unbelievable. 31 games unbeaten. Good luck, Jurgen Klopp. But we're going to hear from him in a moment. He was loving it in his pre-match press conference. You want to play in games like this, don't you? And Liverpool were so good in the semi-finals last season. Now, can they reach the final for the second time in a row?
I think if it wasn't for the experience they had last season, you'd say Barcelona were favourites. But Liverpool will have the belief, will have the confidence, will have the sense that they belong. I've got a 3-and-a-bit-hour journey ahead of me tonight. I reckon I'll change my mind about this game as often as I see a service station, quite frankly. It's so tough to call. Kevin's bang on about that. I just wonder whether what might be the defining factor is the fact that Barcelona have got the title wrapped up and Liverpool are still in a monumental tussle with Manchester City domestically to end their 29-year wait to be champions of England. And that could well define this semi-final, because I think it's really, really tough to call. and moments of individual brilliance will probably decide it. But will the intensity from Barcelona just be that little bit greater, because that is the one thing left for them to go for?
Well, let's hear from Jurgen Klopp now.
He knows that how difficult it is to play against Barcelona because of the quality they have, obviously. It's not only about Messi, but of course it's about him as well. Then there are 10 world-class players around which decide the game easily then. So it's not like this. They have a highest quality team. They're already Spanish champion. Messi said before the season, we want to bring back this cup. That sounded already like a threat to me in that moment. So I think it should be really try to play then, all of us. Now we did it, now we are here. And now I only can say we want to go to the final as well. We want to go there as well. And if we can show that tomorrow night, that would be cool.
Maybe more than any other coach, I love listening to Jurgen Klopp's press conferences. He's such a fan, aside from being a brilliant manager. We're going to hear an interview with Andy Robertson on the show before kickoff tomorrow when he says, I haven't watched videos because, frankly, that might scare me, basically. because he's the guy that's going to have to come up against Messi, who, just to come back to your point, Stephen, didn't start the weekend. Liverpool are all out for the title. Messi will definitely be wrapped up in cotton wool this weekend coming, so he's absolutely fit for Anfield. He's not won it for a while, Lionel Messi. He fancies it this year.
Well, he does, and he has been terrific. And I think Ernesto Valverde, the coach, deserves a lot of credit for creating a platform for him to perform upon, because Jurgen Klopp's absolutely right. It's not just about him. It's about the supporting cast, and it is a supporting cast. It's a team that's used to winning. It's a team that's lost 3 games in 2 seasons in the Spanish top flight. But it was interesting you said there about Andy Robertson not wanting to watch videos, because you have to play the man and not the legend. That's the thing. And I think Liverpool have been very, very good at rising to those mental challenges throughout the season. If Messi hits top gear, he is unstoppable. We know this. What Liverpool have to do is give themselves the best possible chance apart from all of that. You know, and I think the one thing they will do that Manchester United weren't able to do in the previous round is just pick at those flaws. When the Barca players aren't quite on it, they'll drive at them. When there are defensive gaps, they'll look to find them. And they will test Barca in a way that they haven't been tested so far in this tournament.
And Robertson will be a threat to Barcelona. If he's talking about not wanting to scare himself too much about the prospect of facing Lionel Messi, will Barcelona need to worry about his ability to get forward?
Absolutely. Roberto Firmino, by the way, who is a doubt, did train, and Jurgen Klopp said that he's going to make a call on him tomorrow ahead of the game. But it looks good news, I would suggest, that if you are a Liverpool supporter. Full match commentary, Barcelona against Liverpool from Camp Nou tomorrow. Can't wait. Just to go back to Tuesday's game, Tottenham losing at home to Ajax by a goal to nil in the first leg of their last full time. We can hear now from Mauricio Pochettino.
Well, I think the first half we start really, really not in a good way. I think my feeling is that they were more reactive, they showed more energy than us on the first half. I think it was difficult for us to play. Yes, I think that was our lack of energy from the beginning, our approach, that made difficult our game. I think after we conceded the goal, to struggle a little bit, I think, it was an even game in the second half. And yes, still we are alive. It's only 1-0 down. We need to believe that we can go there and can win the game.
Mauricio Pochettino there. Gents, final words. Man of the match, please, after Ajax's victory.
Donny van der Beek, the goal scorer.
Yeah, I would second that, absolutely.
Donny van der Beek, it is at the double. There were plenty of very good Ajax performances. So that's all we have time for here on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. Tottenham 0, Ajax 1. Advantage them ahead of the return in Amsterdam. Make sure you join us from 2000 CST on Wednesday. Full match commentary. Barcelona against Liverpool, sure to be a cracker. Until then, from Kevin Hatchard, Stephen Wyeth, and myself, Chris Parrott, it is a very goodbye.
Into Van der Beek, glorious chance, 1-0 Ajax. Spurs stood still, anticipating a flag that never came, and Donny van der Beek had time to compose himself, put Lloris on his backside and stick the ball in the back of the Tottenham net. Tottenham 0, Ajax.
that's one. Van de Beek, Mazraoui, edge of the Tottenham penalty area. He's got a couple of players in support. Dusan Tadic is one of them. David Neres on the overlap. Hits the foot of the post with so much of the goal to aim at. That is a let-off for Tottenham.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.